all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome, one and all. I am super grateful that you've joined me on this magical today. And today, while I have so many thoughts going through my mind, I remembered that I promised to get back into this chapter of The Horns of the Goddess by Dolores Cannon, this very first chapter called The Druidess. And this is a very long chapter, and I don't know if I'm even going to get through it today, but I'm going to get as far as I possibly can. And just a quick recap, and if you want to hear the beginning of the story, go back to Tuesday of last week's episode, and you'll hear the beginning of this chapter, and I'm going to pick up right where I left off. But a quick recap, they were talking about the white light that is within the center of each one of us. And to work with it, you bring that light outward until it surrounds you. And this is what Dolores asked after they talked about this light. There are many other stones besides the one you talked about. I've heard of white ones. They're clear. You can see through them. I've heard of them being used to gaze in, but not as much for healing. They're not as common here, so we do not use them. Perhaps they're good. I do not know. Then the pink ones and the purple ones are better? There are the ones that are found here. This is what we use. Do you have a way of cutting the stones or shape them into shapes? It is said that long ago, when we first came to this land, that there were those who, with their essence, could shape the stones. But for us, the only thing that we can do is to roughly shape them by using the stones that are harder. And you make a hole so you can put them around your neck? Yes. Is there any benefit to certain shapes? It is said that some shapes perhaps amplify the power even more by giving it a point to focal out of or in. It magnifies, yes. Are there any certain stones that you can wear for protection, or do you just use the light? Mostly, we just use the light. It is much more powerful than a stone. Do you wear any particular type of garment? It is made out of white weave from the sheep. It has long sleeves and is gathered at the waist with a cord. Do both men and women wear the same garment? There are no men who serve my lady. There are men who serve others. We serve my lady, and there are no men among us. I've heard there were men who, they call themselves druids. There are men who do terrible things, and they are not good. It is said that originally, when we came to this land, that we were always one people. And that over the years, there were people who saw that there were possibilities of, were aimless in drawing the power of the dark side. And there was a rift, and we went one side, and they went the other. It's the same, but they all went in different directions? Yes, we would not hurt anyone. I believe that. How are you chosen to do this? One of the ladies comes to the village where we are. They have been told that we are there, and they take us. We are exchanged for something of value. Our parents do not try to stop them. It is an honor to be chosen for this service to the lady. While I was chosen, it was a great honor. How old were you? 6. You were a little girl. Then you've grown up with that? Yes. it is known that when the child is born, that they will be a servant of the lady? It is said, the priestess is told where to find the child, and yes, it is known from their birth that this is the path that they will take. And when you are doing your studies, so to speak, is that when you are living in the caves, or is there a certain place that you are taught how to do these things? Sometime, during the later part of the training, we go to the isle and spend the month. The whole month? And there, many things are taught that are shadowed from other eyes, so that they would not know that power is being roused. I thought you had to have a school, if you know what a school is, a place to learn. We have teachers, but there is no building. She had trouble finding that word. Can you tell us about the food that you eat? We eat the fruits and the berries off the trees and nuts and some grasses. Any meats? She was shocked. No. To kill an animal is to kill something that lives and something that is part of the whole. Why would you wish to injure something that is part of nature? A great many people do eat meat, but it's all right to eat things that are planted. To take the fruit of a tree or the nuts, it does not kill that which is alive. We also leave enough so that there will be more. This does not harm anyone. They are for the good of earth, but to take and kill something that is alive, to kill it, that is wrong. She shuddered all over. If it upsets you, don't think about it. There are many people in the world, and they do many different things. Some people plant what is known as crops. Do you know what they are? I have seen people that turn the ground, to put seed into the ground, and this is good. As long as there is always more seed to place into the ground, the earth is willing to share her essence with all, as long as you put back as much as you take away. I moved her ahead in time, until she was on the aisle, having the ceremony. I reassured her that she could trust us, and that we wouldn't reveal anything she shared with us. All of us form a great circle around the altar in the glade, and we all, holding the candle, circle to the round while we chant. And we all are focusing our energy onto the altar, so that our love and part of our essence is focused to my lady. And it is through this that the power is then brought back to us, so that we receive greater, through the sharing and blending that we have given out. The altar is black, but in the center there is a stone that is very clear. But it shines. It gives off a blaze of light. It is the center of the focus. It is used as a focuser. It is also an amplifier. Will the lady come when you do this chanting? She will, if it is her wish, enter her spirit into the high priestess so that we may know her will. Then will she speak through the high priestess? Yes. And after you do the chanting and the going around in the circle, she will appear at that time? If she has chosen, yes. What type of chanting do you do? Is there a special sound or words that you use when you chant? It is not a word. How does one describe it? It sounds like the wind as it rushes by, or the waves as they strike the rocks. Can you make the sound for me? At first, she declined, then hesitated. She was undecided, but finally she said, it is an ah sound, but it has a ma, and it is not allowed to tell. I cannot. She seemed disturbed. Apparently, she was stepping over the line of secrecy. I reassured her. Thank you for sharing the information. We don't want to get you into any trouble. We can be trusted, because we aren't going to do anything to hurt you. But does this sound help you all focus together as you all say it at the same time? Yes. You said you go to the island at the time of the moon. Is this the full moon or what? Yes, it is the time of the new moon when it is there, large in the sky. Oh, the moon is very big then. Then that is the time whenever the bridge appears and you can go across? Yes. Wouldn't it be dangerous if these people knew when you were out there because they would know where to find you? The island is protected. It is not here to other people. I see. That is why they call it the Sea of Mists? Yes, they cannot always see it. There's a place I've heard about that's on your land. I don't know if you would call it the same name I call it or not. Have you ever heard of a place called Stonehenge? Do you know that name? You mean the Giant's Dance? It stands in the middle of the plain, and it was built not long after we first came. It was a place of study, of focusing powers, and learning about the universe. I've heard they have large stones, and they are in a circle. Is this the same place? Yes, it is said that it was raised by music. This is true. By using certain sounds, great weights can be lifted and moved. And it is said that before this was lost, this was built. There are many stones that stand upright, and there are stones across the tops too. And then there are the, what has come to be known as the altar stone or the king's stone, and then there are the chalk pits that surround it. What is the purpose of those? The only thing that it is known to us now is to chart the days. What was the purpose of building it to begin with? It is said that it is to mark time, to the end, that when the mystery has been remembered, that then it will come true. This is a legend. Because many people have wondered why it was built and what purpose it ever served, it is a great mystery. Why to go to all the trouble to build it and then not have a reason? When the reason has been remembered. Then you don't really know the reason why it was built? It is said that it will be known on the last day. You said your people came here from another place. Do you know where your people came from originally? It was a place across the water that is said to have been destroyed. It is said that they were angered the gods and they were misusing the abilities that they have been given. And the gods threw their wrath down upon them and scattered them to the four winds. Do you know how the country was destroyed? Just that it sank into the sea. In many stories, it is said that the people of Atlantis had very strong psychic abilities and powers, which may have contributed to the destruction of that area. They were able to lift heavy stones and even mold stone with their hands. Here in Karen's life as the Druidess, her belief is that Stonehenge, Giant's Dance, was raised just after the fall of Atlantis, apparently by some of the survivors. Then the people spread to many places? That's why you have remembered the powers your people had in those days? Yes. I think we were talking of the same place. It's just that where we live, they call that place Stonehenge. I have no knowledge of this name. It is just known as Giant's Dance. Today, people think it has to do with the times of the year. Marks the time, yes, but there is also greater meaning. The altar stone is lit with the fire of the sun at the mid of summer. It is this that is the mystery. But your people don't use that today? The people of my lady have never used this. This was back long, long ago. Then your people, the Druids, did not build it? The people we came from built this, but not those you would consider to call Druids now. We did not build it. It is old even now. That's the story now where we live, that the Druids built it many, many years ago. No man that walk the earth now remembers the power to lift the stones. Do you think it was built at the time when the country existed that fell beneath the sea? It is said it was built by the people who came from there. Then they still had the power? Yes. It is very old and very mysterious. How old are you at this time? Perhaps 24, 25. Then you are still a young woman? I am approaching middle age. You are no longer a child, anyway. The women in your group, are they ever allowed to marry? It is very rare that any of the women have desire to do so. But if they come and find that this is their path, if the lady gives her permission, then it is granted. Then you are not strictly forbidden. No, but it doesn't happen often. Who would exchange a life of that for this, and a chance to serve my lady and all men rather than just one? What kind of life would a young woman lead that wouldn't be chosen for this service to my lady? Work in a field, or just raise children and help her husband, and she would have a normal life, in other words. What knowledge is gained from this, I do not know. So these women don't really have the opportunity to learn. They merely serve by producing more children? Yes, but yours is a service that can help from a healing standpoint and raising the level of the mind? I hope so. Really, then you are protecting the power and maintaining it. If you were not here to do this, this power would be lost. The lady would never be lost, but perhaps forgotten. And it is very important that they be remembered, because it is through love that we give in the need and to go on and exist. You said you come to the island once a month, and you live in caves or wherever you can hide. What do you do with the rest of your time? We travel, and if there is someone who needs us, we go out to find them. We spend time gathering foods and always learning new things, gathering herbs and drying them, making different things to heal with, yes. But isn't that dangerous whenever you go where other people are? We would not be called if they did not wish to have us there and to protect us. The people will protect you? Yes, when they have need of us, we are safe from harm. How do they get the word to you if they don't know where you hide? They just let it be known that there is someone who is ill, and we will know. The message is given mostly through the lady. She tells you where to go. Or the old ones. The old ones? You said before that you lived with the old ones in the caves. Yes, sometimes they share the caves with us. Who are the old ones? They are the people of the hills. They have always been here. They were here when our people came. They follow the old gods and keep them from being forgotten. Are the old ones people? Yes. I thought maybe they might be like the lady, and these can be both men and women. Yes. That's all they're called, is the old ones? It is said that the old ones are descended from the gods. Long time ago, before man set foot on this earth, the old ones walked the earth, and life was good. And then there came men and women from who knows where, and the gods found this pleasing, that there should be others also, and some of the women found favor with the gods. And it is said that these are their children, of these women and the gods, and each one is named after the god of their family. Then they are called the old ones, not because they are very old, but because they come from these old... It is this dying race. There are fewer and fewer born each year, and they are being pushed back into the hills because of all the other things. The strangers, such as, come to this land, and they are being pushed back like we. And it is through fear and superstition that many of them have died of just hunger. Each of them is of a family that serves one of the old gods, and the oldest of that family is always named of the god that they follow, and they are kept alive by those who still remember and leave offerings at the crossroads, and they share it with us in the names of the gods who they descended from. And by remembering these gods, they kept their religion alive? They have starved because no one or very few leave the offerings that used to be left at the crossroads for them. They use this to live on? Yes. They're being forgotten. Yes. That's a shame. You said they are named. Do you know some of the names of the gods that they are named after? Like Melvin and Kerr and Mortan, there are hundreds. And they know which god they came from because they carry the same name? Yes. And they let your people live with them sometimes? We help them when that we are able, and for this it is considered good, because the old ones, they have smiled upon us too, and know that we mean them no harm. And there are people who do mean you harm in this land? Yes. Can you tell me, have you ever heard of power lines that run across the country? In our country, we call them ley lines. There is one going across the meadows at which the giant's dance runs. It is an intersection of such lines that you speak of. It is where the earth power leaks from the center. And if one goes to these points and opens oneself up to this, you can gain much understanding and much power to do great things. Is there any way of detecting these lines? Just in making oneself sensitive to certain power forces. Would you feel it as a force when you were over this point? Yes, there are those of us who use things to witch, and when we go to witch, we can find these lines. The giant's dance is on two intersecting lines. This is an extreme power point. There are places in the hills where that there are also power points such as this, and they are always honored by the gods, and have come to be known as places of the gods. You said you can witch to find these places. How do you do that? You can either use a stick that is from a willow or fruit tree, and by holding it in the hands, it will tell you where these lines are. You may also find different things with this. I've heard you can find water that way. You can find underground water. You can find different sources of stone, different types of stone, metal. You just learn to focus on what you're looking for. And you use the same kind of stick? Many people use a stick all their lives, the same one. The willow has very good energy lines that run through it, and is very sensitive to things, and it is also more limber and therefore rides easier. I've heard it has to be a fresh-cut branch, either fresh-cut or one that is kept alive. So it appears that the art of dowsing is very old, and the technique has not changed much throughout time. When Karen awakened, she had no memory of the session, but she was bursting with energy. She had so much, she said, it felt like it was shooting out of her. We needed to do something with it. She was very excited. So we put her to work, using it as a healing energy on us. This releasing of it made her calm down. She didn't know where it came from and why it affected her in this way.
She apparently absorbed it when describing and experiencing the ceremony around the altar on the aisle.
And I think that's a really great place to stop today. That very last thing that Dolores put in there about this woman remembering and bringing back this energy with her. The reason why she was able to do that is because she remembered, because in her mind she focused on it. That means all we need to do is to remember, to focus on it, and we can all do these things. Another thing I really love about this chapter and the information in it, I've been fascinated with this history, this type of history, for years. One of my favorite books is called The Mists of Avalon by Marion Zimmer Bradley. And it is technically a fiction book, but there's a whole lot of nonfiction in there. And it coincides with a lot of what's in this book. So I'm going to have to go back and read that 1,000-plus page book again. It's actually a really fun book to read and a wonderful story. So highly recommend that for a fun read and also educational as well. I'm going to leave you with this song for today by Drum Spider called Hidden Temple. Until next time, I love you all.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.